You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
President Trump's handling of classified documents, setting a trial date of August 14th. Now, that could move, though, based on negotiations between Trump's legal team and the Department of Justice. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sitting down with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Among the things they discussed, the Chinese production of fentanyl.
A big part of the problem is the chemical precursors that go into fentanyl being manufactured in China, sent over to Mexico, turned into fentanyl, come into the country, and kill a lot of Americans. So we're talking about forming a working group to be able to cooperate on that.
Rescue teams are still scouring the North Atlantic in search of the submersible that went missing shortly after taking off Sunday for the wreckage of the Titanic. There are five people on board: the pilot, a British billionaire adventurer, a Pakistani businessman and his son, and one other person. This is ABC News. Raids this morning in France at the offices of the Paris Olympic organizers as part of a corruption probe. This comes just about a year before the 2024 Summer Games are set to start. This is the third straight Summer Games to face corruption allegations. Texas lawmakers are expected to set the ground rules today for the impeachment trial of the state attorney general.
Ken Paxton is accused of favoring some political contributors while mistreating some of his own employees in the Texas attorney general's office. But still,
impeachment is incredibly rare.
State Representative Ann Johnson sat on the committee that recommended Paxton's impeachment.
This is the third time that the Senate may be looking at a trial.
Republican Paxton has proclaimed his innocence and predicts that the GOP-controlled Texas Senate will acquit him of any wrongdoing. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Great Resignation, showing no signs of stopping. A recent survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers shows a quarter of workers plan to change jobs in the next 12 months. That's up from 19% last year. Ike Ajachi, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. Two women from Manitowoc were sentenced in federal court for conspiracy to obtain and distribute fentanyl. 31-year-old Ashley Schroeder was sentenced to 4 years in prison on May 10th. Her accomplice, 34-year-old Amanda Adelman, also received 4 years. Authorities who surveilled the women said they made 2 to 3 trips a week to Milwaukee to purchase the fentanyl, then distributed it in Manitowoc. The arrests led to convictions of drug dealers in Milwaukee who were also booked on federal charges. A fire broke out on a Fond du Lac farm that was set to host a Breakfast on the Farm event next weekend. According to the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office, authorities were alerted to the fire shortly before 10 a.m. Sunday. The building was completely lost, but no injuries were reported, and 100 cows were moved to safety in time. According to Green Bay's WFRV-TV, the June Dairy Month event will go on as planned. They are currently looking for a new location. Authorities believe the fire was caused by an electrical issue. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was talking about Hillary Clinton, former candidate for president of the United States, who talked about people clinging to guns and religion, and she was tarred and feathered. And, you know, I don't know what you would refer to or call it today. When this proliferation of guns that is all over this nation, and the fact that people who have religious beliefs that they're entitled to, but not to force them on other people, is pretty strong today. People want to force their religious beliefs on others. That's what the nation is supposed to not be about. The fact that people have a right in this nation to whatever religious belief they believe, that is what's supposed to separate this nation from others, yet that is not what we're dealing with today. Let's go to Bob from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Bob. Thank you very much. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Well, if there's one thing I've learned over the past couple of years, never argue with a Trump supporter, because it's like beating your head against the wall. They do not have any facts. They don't listen to facts. They're in denial. And it's pointless. I you get them on Facebook, and you best just to ignore them.
Yes.
And I'm realize you can't, you have to take phone calls, but these people, it is a cult. They're like, their behavior is cult-like. This is something I learned yesterday. I think I learned it on CNN. Do you realize that you can be a felon
and become president of the United States? Yes.
Okay, this is better yet. This is what I think Trump is up to. So let's say Trump gets elected president. He's got like 50% of the votes right now.
For Republicans.
Right now.
Republicans.
Republicans. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. If he gets elected, even if he's in prison,
he can still remain president of the United States.
Yes, and he can appoint his attorney general, and his attorney general can pardon him.
Yes. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And part of the reason is this has never happened before in the United States. So there's really no rules for this.
Well, you know, Bob, Gary, the caller earlier, clearly stated that he doesn't believe Trump's going to get charged with anything. There are people who think that he's not going to get charged with anything. Here's a man, again, as I said yesterday, was reading nuclear secrets to people at his party about the United States using nuclear weapons against Iran. And he's reading this to average, everyday people. And as Gary said, the guy who called earlier, the stuff belonged to him. It was his. So, I mean, how can you reconcile and have a real conversation with somebody who believes that? Who somehow believes that because a man's name is Donald Trump, that he owns the nuclear secrets of the United States?
That just makes my argument. And you can't explain to him that it's totally different when Biden had classified documents, when Pence had them, because as soon as they were notified,
they gave them right
they
back.
Turned them
yes.
over. Right. Trump won.
He fought it for a year and a half. He fought it for a year right. and a half and said, these right. are mine.
Right.
And even when he was in court yesterday, he said, I had a right to those. He's ignorant. He doesn't understand those things. He's ignorant. And, you know, there is no law against being ignorant. But the kind of things that he did, he's going to pay a price for that, as well he should, Bob. Hey, Bob, thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. CJ, you're up, man. Oh, I get it already. Joe Biden, you know, and Hunter Biden and Hillary Clinton. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you got part of it. you're okay with, you know, part of our frustration, Earl, is, and thank you for taking my call, that you're okay with the dual forms of justice. You're okay to watch this.
Where's the dual form of government, man?
And deflection.
Where's the, no, you're well, deflecting. Where's there a dual form of government?
Justice.
What are you talking about?
Of justice. And, you know, you want to, again, I'll point it out, you want to have a shell game with your listeners, and it's shameful for Civic Radio to do this. You don't talk about this president, President Biden. You don't talk about what danger he's put our country
what
in.
Danger,
right
what danger?
Now.
What danger has he put our country in, CJ?
Under this president's watch, we've watched countries be invaded. We've watched China fly spy balloons over our country.
Hey, CJ.
Farmland.
Hey, CJ. Okay, hang on. Did you hear me? Not more than 30 minutes ago, maybe a little bit longer, say that all of you complaining about China, you know, and putting, you know, spy information in Cuba, and the world is coming to an end because China somehow is partnering with Cuba to spy on the United States. Maybe you didn't hear me talk about the 800 military bases that the United States has all over the nation. As Calvin even talked about, all the spy apparatus we have in Taiwan and everywhere else on China. You didn't hear about that. You don't know anything about that, do you? It's
you
okay. So it's
that.
Okay. So
you
it's okay for the United States. So it's okay for the United States to spy on China, but it's not okay for China to spy on the United States. Is that what you're saying?
You don't want to hear me talk, Earl. You want to talk over me? Go ahead.
No. I mean, not when you are gonna talk about things that aren't accurate.
That aren't accurate. Okay.
Where's the danger? You said Joe Biden has created a situation where America is threatened. And I asked you by whom?
Oh yeah. You want me to keep going? But you will talk over me or turn my mic off. So that's okay. You're shameful, Earl. Civic Radio is shameful for what
let me say this to you, man. You call conservative radio stations, and you know how much time you get? 35 to 40 seconds if they even answer your call. And especially because you are screened before you even get a chance to speak. They would not allow you or me or anybody else to change the subject matter on those conservative stations. So if you want to talk about shameful, call conservative talk radio and see how far you get, buddy. You get more time on civic media than you would ever on conservative talk radio. What are you talking about?
You're lying to your listeners, Earl.
All right, man. That's it. It doesn't bother me, man, because, you know, I already know. I've spent many years listening and talking to conservative talk hosts. And you are not going to be even accepted on any conservative radio station changing the subject matter like you try to do here. See you later. It just bothers me to no end. People keep saying, well, why don't you give him a chance? Give him a chance. Give him a chance. But he wants to say and do whatever it is he wants to say and do. Anybody who knows me, I'm more than fair. I allow conservative people to call this program as many other hosts across civic media. As a matter of fact, we encourage it. We're not like what they do on conservative talk radio, where they don't let the other side even get a chance to have a discussion. That's not civic media, you know. And so he can say whatever it is he wants to say. The truth is not in him. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Chunk Amy DeCusa, we're getting you ready for the hog days of summer by giving away a brand new 2023 Harley-Davidson trike. Now through June 24th, go to Ho-Chunk Amy DeCusa and earn 25 points on your rewards club card to be entered to win hourly drawings. Plus, $10 rewards play up to 4 times a day. Come in on June 24th, where we'll be giving away a 2023 Harley-Davidson trike along with 5 cash consolation winners. Roar into the summer at Ho-Chunk Amy DeCusa. Bust out your boards and start warming up because Ho-Chunk Gaming Acoustics is having a cornhole tournament July 8th. Registration is only $20 per team. Now open at the Rewards Club booth. Be one of 32 teams to receive $10 rewards play just for showing up. Cash bar and live DJ entertainment throughout the event. Then after the tournament, stick around and enjoy a spectacular fireworks show. Presented by Firework Country starting at dusk. Clear your calendars and register for fun. Only at Ho-Chunk Gemetacusa. Your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gemetacusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN? Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet this afternoon with highs around 84. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 59. High temperatures reach up to 83. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, a high of 84 this afternoon. Lows level off around 59 tonight. Highs reach 83 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
This summer, 5090 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
In Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 76. Winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 55. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 50.
Strolling in the park, watching winter turn to spring. Walking in the dark, seeing lovers do their thing. Ooh, that's the time.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people, all of us, ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. At the end of the day, that's just the way it is. Where we can actually make a difference, and we have to take responsibility that we the people are the government. Second, these people that call in, I'm telling you, CJ, you are the most insulting individual on the planet. To talk to someone who is not even your show, CJ, it's called the Earl Ingram Show for a reason, and for you to be so, like, you're running the show, give me a break.
Tom, I appreciate it, but I don't need any help with CJ. CJ's no threat.
No, I know that, Earl. I'm just saying he is an example of what it is that we're dealing with out there in the right wing.
A deplorable. As Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton referred to, he's a deplorable. Okay, so anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Absolutely. And just to correct the record, because we do, of course, on facts on Civic Media, but It was Barack Obama who said about clinging to the guns and religion.
Oh, okay,
He got crucified for.
Right, okay.
But he was absolutely correct. He was absolutely correct on what he did say. No, this is just, I mean, please, people, please. I mean, this is, we're talking about top secret stuff. We're talking about the billions and trillions of dollars we spend on the defense and the military industrial complex. And Donald Trump just goes and sells his stuff off. I mean, everyone in America should just be so upset, even about their own pocketbook, that they spend so much, which I disagree with, on the military industrial complex. And he just gave his secrets away for free, or $2 billion to enrich himself. He is a joke. He is a loser. He is, I mean, he is a,
well, Tom, you heard Gary earlier say he's not going to get charged with anything. They really believe that this man is bigger than the government itself.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If he doesn't get charged with anything, I hope the American people, we the people, are ready to peacefully protest that there needs to be a change in this country, and a major change in this country in terms of starting all over or whatever, because this is not right. This is wrong. This is someone that sold secrets. Very, very, I mean, we don't even know what's going to become of it. They keep on talking about Joe Biden. You guys better start talking about Donald Trump, because he gave away the secrets to make it difficult for Joe Biden even to work. So, I mean, I am so just done with these people in terms of their idiocy and their, you know.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, Don, you say what, sir?
Hi, Earl. You know this one fella, this Chuck E. Cheese from Stoughton. if he doesn't like to hear, the truth, and he can't have an open mind, and he sounds so angry and upset all the time, why does he bother listening to civic media and your show of everything? I don't bother listening to Mark Belling or any of those guys, you know.
Well, because he knows.
That's puzzling to me. He sounds so angry, you know.
Yeah, well, he's not going to get the truth from Mark Belling or Jay Weber or Vicky McKenna or conservative talk radio. They're never going to get the truth. And so what they get is the Amen Corner. And so they've gotten used to, prior to there being a civic media, a platform that Democrats have or progressive have, thanks to the owners of civic media, pushback. Because when conservatives controlled the airways, Democrats couldn't even get a chance to even wind up getting what CJ gets or what Gary gets. And that's an opportunity to have some time on the air before somebody cuts them off, before they can get the out of their mouth or an. And then they're cut off by conservative talk shows. They're given a platform, they're given an opportunity to have a real dialogue, but nobody's going to allow them to change the conversation. And that's where they're spoiled. Because no conservative host is going to allow anybody, not even another conservative, to change the conversation. They get more than their opportunities, to do that on our platforms. And there are times when I'm just not feeling it, man. You know, I don't need somebody to come after I've done the research and then change the subject of what we're going to talk about, because they somehow feel that it's
this summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon, overseeing the trial over former President Trump's handling of classified documents, setting a trial date of August 14th. Now, that could move, though, based on negotiations between Trump's legal team and the Department of Justice. Secretary of State Antony Blinken sitting down with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Among the things they discussed, the Chinese production of fentanyl.
A big part of the problem is the chemical precursors that go into fentanyl being manufactured in China, sent over to Mexico, turned into fentanyl, come into the country, and kill a lot of Americans. So we're talking about forming a working group to be able to cooperate on that.
Rescue teams are still scouring the North Atlantic in search of the submersible that went missing shortly after taking off Sunday for the wreckage of the Titanic. There are five people on board: the pilot, a British billionaire adventurer, a Pakistani businessman and his son, and one other person. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A carpenter who was critically injured last week while working at Lambeau Field has died. The man passed away on Saturday after being injured last Thursday. The employee's name is currently being withheld. Two women from Manitowoc were sentenced in federal court for conspiracy to obtain and distribute fentanyl. 31-year-old Ashley Schroeder was sentenced to 4 years in prison on May 10th. Her accomplice, 34-year-old Amanda Adelman, also received 4 years. Authorities who surveilled the women said they made 2 to 3 trips a week to Milwaukee to purchase the fentanyl, then distributed it in Manitowoc. The arrests led to convictions of drug dealers in Milwaukee who were also booked on federal charges. A garage caught fire in New Holstein and was destroyed. According to WBAY News, the incident happened on the 2000 block of Wisconsin Avenue Sunday night. No one was hurt. The New Holstein Fire Department arrived quickly to the scene, possibly because it's located across the street. Pete Schwaba, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number as we await the call from the governor. I just wanted to talk about this, and I'm certainly going to mention it to the governor. You know, these words apparently need to be burned in effigy. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Supposedly, those words are criminal words in the state of Wisconsin because Robin Voss and other Republicans and conservatives think that these are bad words and they represent horrible, horrible things. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. So let me give you the definition of what they mean. Diversity, equity, and inclusion are three closely linked values held by many organizations that are working to be supportive of different groups of individuals, including people of different races, ethnicities, religions, abilities, genders, and sexual orientations. Why wouldn't you want to have a society that is inclusive with everyone in the society? Why? Well, I understand why. Is Robin Voss and other Republicans across the nation fighting to do away with diversity? They don't want diversity. Their belief is that with diversity, meaning equality, is a opportunity to take away from someone else. Variety, as they say, is the spice of life. If diversity is another word for variety, how can I enhance or flavor the world? Diversity through the lenses of race, ethnicity, ability, gender, sexual orientation, neurodiversity, and beyond can help to strengthen organizations, as studies have shown time and again. Quite simply, diversity, equity, and inclusion is used to describe three values that many organizations today strive to embody to help meet the needs of people from all walks of life. People from all walks of life. While concepts such as biodiversity are important offshoots of the core ideas of diversity, this article focuses on diversity, equity, inclusion in business and society rather than other contexts. So why are we up against people who don't want diversity in 2023? One of the issues that's at hand with the decisions that are going to be have to be made by the city of Milwaukee, by the aldermen, by Milwaukee County, the county supervisors, deals with the fact that Robin Voss and the Republicans have taken away diversity and inclusion. They don't want that. There's something wrong with that. And because Robin Voss says it's the case, we're going to do away with equity in a society that has not been equitable, that has a record of not being equitable and fair. The history is full of that. And so Robin Voss decides that the city of Milwaukee will have to do away with all of that. Enough of that. We're not going to have an opportunity to correct the sins of the past. Well, you know, people just have to get over it. It's what he said. I said he's a coward. He is that. Because he can throw those types and terms around and not have somebody who can sit down and call him what he is. Now, the University of Wisconsin has a diversity and equity office, and they've been working really hard to try to deal with that. Well, Robin Voss has just done the exact same thing and said the budget for the University of Wisconsin will be held up unless they remove $32 million to deal with equity and diversity. Never mind the $6 billion that's spent every year that will be spent operating the University of Wisconsin. It's going to be held up unless you take that $32 million, a mere pittance of the budget for the University of Wisconsin, out. Take it out. Because we don't want diversity and equity. Robin Voss doesn't want it. Let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Hi, Earl. Good morning. You see, you're coming to this question, and I still, like you, just can't connect to that. I mean, literally, if I'm a Milwaukee and you are a Madison, right?
Right.
So I make my money, I make my taxes, my sell taxes, this, and I give you 100% of my money. $1. I'm giving you $1 a year, okay? This is my 100%. Now, you're giving me back money, and then you don't want me give me a more money to sustain myself. You just say, you know what? Why don't you go on the streets and ask for another 2 cents of your people? So now I pay $1 and 2 cents, but I still have exactly the same amount coming back to me. You see what I'm saying? And yeah. You're graciously allowing me go back to people who just paid their dues and ask them for another 2% or whatever 2 cents you want to do it.
So,
I don't get it.
So, Karina, this is what I want people to understand and what frustrates me. The city of Milwaukee and people of color in the city of Milwaukee are residents of the state of Wisconsin and are entitled to fair and equitable treatment. That's what it is. But based on people like Robin Voss and others, people who live in the city of Milwaukee, who are residents of the state, are should get the exact same opportunities as anybody else in the state. You can't divorce Milwaukee from the state. And you can't divorce people of color from the state. We're residents of the state as well. We're not just city dwellers. We pay our taxes like everybody else. Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time, but I understand. Let's go to Wiley from Racing. Hey, good morning to you, Riley. You say what, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I have a real hard time stomaching Robin Voss. I've watched him since 2000. I talked on your air a couple days ago, and he should be scared because a lot of people know a lot of things. They know about his business techniques. They know about his
type. He's been married three times, right? Oh, come on.
He's been married three times. He's been sued, and then he turns around and uses his personal
he's a weasel
to gain. He's a slumlord as well,
right?
And but I'll tell you this, this guy is, as you know, he's the fellow that got $297,000 on the payment protection program during the COVID.
Yes.
And he was foregoed the repay. Okay. He's foregoed that. And, this guy has got to be scared. He's got to be running scared. And I can relate to a situation when there was a like open house budget review that he invited people to in Mount Pleasant, of all places, Foxconn, Mount Pleasant. And he was sitting there hand in hand with Mr. Von Wongard. And the question came up at that time was all of the problems with lead pipes. And we all know that it's a dilemma and it's a big, big lift, but it needs to get done. He turned that all around and said, we feel that we're going to concentrate on the plastics in our water systems, the pellets, it's PSAS or something like that, which is also important. But he just right away takes the lead piping off the table because most of this lead piping is in inner cities. He says his village or his area of control for the assembly has very little lead piping anymore. So he doesn't care about anybody but Robin Voss. And he's the guy that goes on a plane with the guy from Ohio, and he gets married out there in Italy. I mean, this guy is all about Robin Voss and will never change. He's a narcissistic.
Well, and he's, and thank you very much for the call. He's more than narcissistic. He's some other things as well. So as we await the call from the governor, I understand that, you know, right now, the governor is certainly dealing right now with a major issue where he thought that they had a deal worked out, you know, with the UW system and the budget, and all of a sudden, the snake Robin Voss has come up with throwing a monkey wrench into that deal. And so, you know, as we await the call from the governor, I get it. You know, may not happen because he's dealing with the fact that Robin Voss has now decided to, you know, take $32 million out of UW's budget because Robin Voss wants to see diversity, equity, and inclusion eliminated from the state as he's worked towards eliminating it from the city of Milwaukee. This is the kind of person that we are dealing with. And some of us have had enough. We know kind of what, you know, and the rationale behind it. Well, it's not fair. Well, you know what? Racism and bigotry wasn't fair. And discrimination is not fair. And the fact that there hasn't been equity in this country is not fair. And the fact that there's no equity in this country even to this day is not fair. And for a person like Robin Voss and others to come and say, get over it. If I could just ease my fingers through the microphone. Well, you know, I can't quite do that. But, you know, since I can't get him to man up and have a real conversation about why he wants to make sure that diversity, equity, and inclusion is eliminated. The rest of the nation is working towards correcting that. But under Robin Voss and the state of Wisconsin, he wants to make sure that that's ended. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. And at the last minute, so the governor has been working towards trying to hammer out a deal with you know, Robin Voss. And it's like dealing with Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. You catch hell with all three. Because that's who Robin Voss is. Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
And oh, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 84. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again. Tonight, lows level off around 59. Daytime highs approaching 83. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range, 84 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 74.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So it looks like the governor is a little bit too busy. And as I stated earlier, the fact that Robin Voss at the last minute has decided to pull $32 million out of the UW budget is probably one of the reasons why the governor is tied down, but I'm sure he'll get back to me on tomorrow. But let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Hey, Jack, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, what this is all about, again, is let's cut back on public education. Let's throw more money at private education. And besides that, the African-American population generally votes pretty strongly Democratic.
That's correct.
It's about retaliation. It's about retaliation also. This is, again, in my opinion, it's a fascist-type program. We're going to control what can be taught in our colleges, our universities, our schools. We're going to ban coursework if we don't like it. It's just a multi-pronged attack against public education again. These guys have been fighting public education, higher education. As Trump said, I love the poorly educated because they don't really understand what this is all about. One person's opinion for what it's worth.
So I want you to repeat that last statement again, because I heard Trump say the exact same thing. What did he say?
I love the poorly educated.
He said that.
I could look up that quote, but I know.
He said that. Accurate. He said that. Well, he needs to be looking in the mirror, because that would include him, right?
Of course.
Hey, Jack, thank you very much for the call.
It's intentional.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Hey, good morning to you, Rico. You say what, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Earl?
All right, man.
Hey, it's become totally clear to me why Robin Voss would be afraid of diversity, equity, and inclusion. If any of this was to ever reach fruition, okay, and succeed, you take away his whole entire political playbook, not just his, the entire Republican playbook, because they will no longer have anything to divide people and to fight their culture wars with. That's what he's deathly afraid of. That if we all got along, how would he divide us? That's all I got to say.
Well, Rico, you said a lot, man. Thank you very much for the call. You said a lot. I mean, if people can't see The there was a time when Robin Voss wouldn't have said this outwardly. He would have said it behind closed doors. He wouldn't be so arrogant to make these statements, but he's not alone. It's the Republican playbook all over the nation. They're emboldened. And they're emboldened because a lunatic and a racist named Donald Trump came into power. And that's what he did. He made it all right to be racist. He did. Because those things that are being done now in this nation weren't being done, not in the open, not in the daylight, but in the darkness. And now so Robin Voss can boldly make those statements. Well, if the city of Milwaukee, if you want this money, you'll do away with equity. Because we don't want equity. Because with equity means somebody else is going to have to feel some pain. Never mind the history. Never mind that. It's another reason they want to do away with the history books. Some of us know what's going on. And some of us have the courage to challenge it. We've lived long enough to have seen the history of the nation. And we don't want to see it go back. We've been around long enough, and people have suffered enough that we shouldn't have to go over this again. Now, so Robin Voss, you know, who sat down, negotiated with the governor, and the governor apparently believed he was dealing with somebody who was going to be above board. And at the last minute, cowardly Robin Voss said the only way we're going to pass this is if you do away with diversity and equity. What? Why is that an issue to you, Robin Voss? A $6 billion budget. And you're going to hold it up for $32 million dealing with equity and inclusion. Some of us know why. Yeah, we know why. And that's why you'll never have a conversation with me, because I'd hit you in the mouth with the truth. You are both Lucifer, Satan, and the devil, all rolled into one. And those who continue to believe in you and support you, they're supporting you in wrong. You are absolutely wrong. And you can walk around with your back straight when you should be walking around with your back bent over. Because there is no right in you. You don't know what that is. And yet you are the star. You are a Republican star. Anyway, got to go. Governor maybe tomorrow. He is the governor, and he deals with a lot of issues. So I'll probably hear from him later. Sorry we couldn't get him on, but he's never let me down yet. Got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan.